Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Denzel and Alexis were unhappy about Catalina's friendship with Maurice. Alexis wondered if she had married Malachi too soon, as she often felt bored at home. Malachi sought Simon's advice, and his father told him he needs to work harder at making his marriage work. Sergeant Murray visited Coretta and assured her that things would get better for her. Right now, Ignatius is checking on Coretta.
Inside! Anybody inside?
Ignatius, what are you doing here so early?
It's 6 o'clock, Coretta. By the time the sun rises, we should be up. I went for a morning run.
You just run in the morning now, Ignatius?
Yes, dear. We've got to exercise to keep fit. COVID has taught me that being in good health is important. I plan on being around for a very long time.
Good for you.
So, how are you doing? You ain't sound too happy.
You're here?
Yes, I hear the big man gone inside for 2 mornings.
Yes.
Well, count yourself lucky. A lot of men does abuse women and never face no kind of circumstances.
But Ignatius, you ain't understand. I feel so bad. When all is said and done, I didn't want John go to jail.
After everything this man put you through?
I know he could have changed.
And what if that never happened? What if he did something to you that couldn't be reversed? You were enjoying being treated bad?
You don't understand. John was very loving to me too.
Well, lady, I see you got a lot of work to do on yourself. I ain't judging you. I understand that it's going to take some time to catch yourself.
I want to visit you while he's in jail.
Correct. You're sure that is a good idea?
So, I'm supposed to give up on my husband just because they're lucky up?
I just think you should give yourself some time.
John pleaded guilty to all the charges. Don't you say you regretting what you do to me?
I suppose.
I don't call the prison and the circuit visit from Monday to Friday between 9 and 12. I want to make sure you're okay while you're in there. 2.5 years only seems long. It gone done just now.
And you plan on going every day?
If I could go every day, yes, I gonna go. I ain't want to think that I give up on it.
I ain't telling you how to live your life. But I think in this situation, you need to put yourself first. Take some time to heal. You've been through a rough couple of months with this man.
I wonder if he's sleeping in the nights. I wonder if anybody beat him up. You know, some real advantage to take on some men in prison.
Look, he was beat up while he was out here. So if some man decide to put hands on he, it's karma.
Man, Ignatius, don't settle, man. You can't be happy when somebody you love in jail.
All right, Coretta. Look, I just stopped here this morning to check in on you.
Thanks.
How are you doing in terms of money and so?
Not well at all. You see how the cost of living gone up?
I hear people complaining.
You ain't got them problems because you money long.
Doesn't mean it doesn't concern me. I was always careful in how I manage my money. Anyway, you could pass late at my office and I will give you something.
Oh, thanks, Ignatius.
Don't mention it. And listen, anything you need, don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, you think you would be able to drive me to the prison sometimes?
What?
I know it's a lot to ask. But it's really important to me not to abandon John.
Look, I can't promise you that. I still think you should take some time to heal before making contact with that man again. Hopefully, prison makes him a better person and he doesn't come out worse. Pass later to collect the thing. I'm running out of here.
All right, Ignatius. Thanks. Oh, John, I miss you.
Hi, Zina. This is a surprise.
Good morning, Murray.
Good morning. To what do I owe this pleasure?
I'm going to get straight to the point. I think you should stay away from Denzel's family.
Oh.
You don't need to be pursuing a relationship with his mother and causing strife in his family.
I'm causing strife?
Denzel's mother and aunt are now at odds, and it's all because of you.
Wait a minute. Isn't Catalina an adult? And last I checked, she had a mouth to tell me whether to stay away from her or not.
And she hasn't told you that?
Why would she? We're pursuing a friendship.
Just a friendship?
Is it hard for you to believe that men or women can just be friends?
It is hard for me to believe that you can be friends with a woman.
Look, I appreciate you calling me and expressing your concern, but really, it's none of your business.
It is my business. Because I have become a friend to that family.
Well, you were more than a little friendly with Denzel, but that's besides the point.
That's low, but why am I not surprised?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Just came out wrong.
I know you, Maurice. And maybe you can fool Catalina, but you can't fool me.
I'm not trying to fool anybody. I've been completely honest with Catalina about my past. I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm a work in progress.
Catalina just hurt me.
Wait, whoa, what?
Isn't that the whole point of this?
Are you forgetting that when I met Catalina, I didn't know of your connection to that family, or that she was Denzel's mother?
You could say anything.
It's the truth. My wanting to be with her has nothing to do with you. Wait, maybe that's a lie. It does mean my accepting that you and I will never be together again, and I'm moving on with my life.
That's what you say, but I know you.
Okay, Zina. You know me. Is that all?
I'm asking you again. Please stay away from that family.
Are you sure this is about the family and not you?
Me?
Maybe you still have feelings for me and don't want to see me with another woman.
Oh, please. Your arrogance knows no bounds.
Just asking.
Look, if you're really serious about becoming a better person, you would leave that family alone. Actions speak louder than words. There are plenty of other women you could pursue. You don't have to go after a family I'm close with. Please, Maurice, for once, think about others instead of yourself.
Thanks, Ignatius. I really appreciate the little help.
Don't mention it, Curtis. Take care of yourself. Lock the door on your way out.
Oh, hi, Shelley.
Coretta.
I was just leaving.
Hold on, let me stop you.
Later, Ignatius.
Yes, Shelley?
I brought some lunch for you.
Okay, thanks. Rest it there. You cooked?
Yes.
What is it?
Baked fish, steamed greens, corn, and mashed sweet potato.
Nice. Thanks.
What Coretta doing here, though?
I give her some money.
Why?
Her husband just went to prison, and she's having a hard time. So, just helping out.
Oh. Yeah, here John gone in. I hope it do some good.
My nephew trial is coming up soon for the trafficking case, too. But I figure you know all the details of that.
Ignatius, you know I don't talk to Alonzo anymore.
Anyway, if that's all, thank you for bringing me lunch.
I was wondering...
What?
What do you think about what's it?
Which was?
For us to go to counseling.
Oh, that?
Yes.
I don't think we need to do that.
So you got another solution to the problem?
I have already expressed to you how I feel, Shelley.
So we can continue to live like strangers?
Look, I have to prepare for a Zoom meeting. I'll see you at home.
Ignatius.
What are you doing?
I miss you. You don't miss me, baby.
Shelley?
You don't miss all of this? Come on, touch it.
Stop it, man. Stop it!
I know you want me, baby.
I said stop it!
Iggy.
Tempting me with sex is not going to fix our issues. Just get out of my office.
Ignatius, please.
I said leave.
Okay, I'm gonna see you when you come home.
James, I guess I'm early for men's meeting today.
Hi, Morris. The others will start coming in soon.
I can't believe. I actually look forward to these meetings every week now.
Well, that's the idea. So you think it's helping you?
Oh, certainly. This, along with my therapist. I'm telling you, I'm in such a different headspace than I was a few months ago.
Well, good man.
I'm dealing with a situation at the moment, though. I'm wondering if I could seek your advice.
Yeah, sure.
So, I met this woman, right? She's actually from Murundoy. Her name's Catalina.
Catalina Lewis?
Yeah, the salon owner. You know her?
Yeah. We're friends.
Well, I think she's awesome, and I'm totally smitten.
Wow. Okay.
James, I'm telling you, I'm really feeling this woman. Can't get her off my mind.
I see.
But my ex-wife, Zina, was seeing Catalina's son, Denzel, for a while before we reconnected for the last time, but I wasn't aware of that when I met Catalina.
Oh.
But now my ex-wife and Catalina's aunt don't think it's a good idea for us to pursue a relationship.
Right.
But I don't see a problem. We are two adults. We like each other. We vibe well. Look, we had dinner the other night and it was amazing.
I see.
I mean, I know it's because of my past abusive behavior, but I promise I'm leaving that part of me behind me.
Well, it was only recent you and your ex-wife ended things, right?
Couple months. That's done. I want to move on. And I want to move on with Catalina.
And Catalina likes you the same way?
Yes.
I see.
So, what do you think?
Maybe your ex-wife and Catalina's family have a point. You might want to slow down a little.
So, not pursue Catalina at all?
I think... You know, maybe give it a few months. I mean, you're now building this new version of yourself. When you're working on behavior change, you want to have as little obstacles in your path. And women can sometimes, you know, cloud your judgment. Sometimes it's good to spend time getting to know ourselves again.
James, I hear you, man. And I respect that. And I thank you. But I am into this woman, and I am not going to let anyone get in the way of me getting to know her. If Catalina tells me that she wants nothing to do with me, then I will back off. But until then, I am going after her, and I promise you, I will get her.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.